And this is the time of year when new college graduates are plunging into the job market for the first time. Human resources managers say many are unprepared for the demands of the workplace. That's what researchers at York College found. So now the Pennsylvania school is training its students in professionalism as well as liberal arts. Joel Rose reports.
A few weeks before graduation, dozens of York College undergrads in shorts and flip-flops pack into a campus auditorium.
Dude, dress up. This isn't the mall.
They've come to see Laura Wand. She's the director of marketing for Johnson Controls, one of York's biggest employers. With her PowerPoint slides and gray pantsuit, Wand tries to impart some helpful advice from the real world.
Multitasking is a myth. You got a great job, turn off the cell phone, stop texting.
Wand is here at the invitation of York College's Center for Professional Excellence. Researchers asked hundreds of business leaders and human resources managers around the country to assess the professionalism of recent college graduates. York College professor David Polk says the results were sobering.
What we found was that there are a set of qualities, characteristics that these folks would like to see in new college graduates, but unfortunately they tend to be lacking.
Those qualities include the ability to communicate and listen respectfully, motivation to finish the task at hand, and attention to appearance. But Polk says researchers did find one area where recent graduates stand out.
There's a sense of entitlement that we've picked up on, where people think they're entitled to become, let's say, president of the company within the next 2 years. They're entitled to 5 weeks of vacation.
So Polk is helping to develop a curriculum to teach professionalism. York College President George Waldner says his isn't the only liberal arts school that's trying to do a better job of preparing students for the workplace.
Historically, a lot of colleges have felt, well, there's this dreary old world out there, but we're kind of like a monastery. Except the problem is for the students, they have to get out of that monastery and go out into the real world. It's not fair to the students to not really alert them to the fact that they do have to make these transitions.
Some students seem eager for any advantage they can get. Senior Evan Smrek attended Laura Wand's talk on professionalism.
So you're hitting the job market?
Yes, I'll be hitting the job market in less than a month now.
A little scared?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Do you think that this gave you any ideas for how to approach that better?
Yes, actually. They mentioned some aspects of interviews or just how to conduct yourself that I was kind of like, oh, okay, I wish I had known that a month ago when I had my interview. But definitely something to take away for following interviews.
One helpful hint, when you sit down for that first interview, do not ask how many weeks of vacation the position offers. But other students are not in such a hurry to join the workforce. I found freshmen Zachary Starner and Brandon Fogel in the basement of the student center.
So right now I'm just really enjoying the college experience. Shooting some pool here down in Spartan's Den.
Once I get closer to graduation, I would probably be more interested in the professionalism because then I'd be more likely to find a job.
For now, they have more pressing things to worry about, like whose stripes and whose solids. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
Next week on Morning Edition's Business Report, we'll hear from new college graduates across the country who are now entering the job market. They'll tell you just how tough it is.
Coming from a small town, when you go to a prestigious school, you graduate with a great degree, and then you come back and you don't have anything. It doesn't look real good.
That's from our series Setting Out, next week on Morning Edition's Business Report.